Hola raza, this is Fernando Amador from Downey, California. Welcome to my podcast, Chicano Cast number 31. And today's show is on Chicanos and education and how I pimp the hell out of it. It's actually called The Education Pimp. Yeah, I kind of want to be known as that. Yeah, I know, you probably think this fucker's done about 10 shows on this topic. Get off it, ese. But wait, raza, hear me out. Don't change the channel, motherfuckers. I want them. The reason I do this topic and the reason I pimp education is because I truly believe it's the way for our gente to better themselves. It's a path for us as a race, as a community, as Latinos to gain more power and recognition in this great country of ours. And ultimately to be able to live better and have a more fulfilling life. I really think that. And I get it, school is not for everyone, but you know, everyone has to be for some sort of schooling, because when you show up to get a job and say, well, I can do everything, what that really fucking means is I don't really know anything or have any skill. And it's not just school that can give you an education or a skill, but you know, we have to realize is that we live in the USA, and in this country, el papelito habla. That's right, bitches, no degree, no interview. So not even a chance at a job if a lot of companies actually want that degree, that paper, you know, it's kind of how they roll. So yeah, raza, I am pimping education. Stay in school, motherfuckers, stay in school. No sean pendejos, find a way to get educated or develop the hell out of your skills and really impress a lot of fuckers so you'll find a job without it. To your technical degree, hell yeah, you learn a skill. Bachelor's, major, but even those are a dime a dozen. Now, believe me, I have one. And it's not a big deal. At my work, my bosses are telling me to hire PhD kids. No mamen, I only have a bachelor's. You want me to hire smarter kids than me? Orale. Actually, that's not a problem for me. I love to have people who, you know, working for me that are smarter because I have wisdom and experience and managerial skills. So, you know, we'll make a great team. So I don't mind hiring those kids when they fit in what, you know, I actually need. And even this education pimp isn't perfect, raza. You know, I must admit I'm preaching all this shit, but you know, out of my two kids, only one is getting a formal education. My daughter, after high school, you know, she attended a two-year Bible college school, and that's it for her. So in my eyes, no real education. Que mamón soy, huh? That's right. My son, the opposite. He's in New York right now pursuing his PhD in environmental history, whatever the hell that is. You know, I'm sure it'll pay off at some point. So yeah, I wish my daughter, you know, she would have done more to get a formal education. And I did offer her support and even pressure her. Pero cuando no quieren, no quieren. No hay de otra. Luckily, her and her hubby are doing all right up in Seattle, working on app development and internet marketing and who knows what the hell else. But even though, you know, they're all right, I still wish they had a formal education. You know, maybe I'm biased that way, raza. Maybe I'm an elitist asshole, but I pimp education, raza. I really pimp education, the hell out of pimping education. Again, I really believe it's the easiest path for our gente to prosper. We can, you know, we all can't be George Lopez or Gabriel Iglesias. I sure know that. We all can't be Salinas. We all can't be Tony Romos or Adrian Gonzalez's. You know, those people were born with a gift and still had to fight hard to make it. Most of us, including myself, are just average fucking Jose's, and average Jose's become better Jose's when they get educated. You know, some can even become important and influential based on their education and their careers. So, raza, what I'm trying to say, easy, pendejos, it's really easy. Stay in school and get the damn degree. Sweat it out. Go to night school. Work part-time. Whatever it takes. Just be careful with those bullshit loans. You know, be wary of getting caught up in that because it's a tranza. Look for scholarships, attend local schools, state schools, and junior college if you must. But okay, raza, before I get into some boring-ass facts about Latinos and education, yeah, before I get into that, let me rant a little about what is all over the news nowadays. Of course, all the sexual harassment going on in Hollywood and extending to politics and some other areas. You know, I guess we all knew it was happening. We stupidly assumed at some point that it was just part of the business. I mean, the ones getting harassed had never really had the courage to speak up. And I get it's hard to speak up when you're the, you know, the victim and have everything to lose. especially when, you know, promises of stardom and riches are placed in front of you. And this has probably gone on since the inception of Hollywood and the movie star role. But my take on why this could be, you know, have gone on for so many years and why they could get away with it is this. It's due to a lack of diversity in Hollywood. The fact that it's so close to anyone that is not white and is a man, and by white I also mean Jews, it's like a fucking college fraternity where all the rich empowered weddos think they can do whatever the fuck to women that they want and to people of color. And you know what? Most of the time, they got away with it. If this position of power were more diverse, these positions of power were more diverse, you know, they had women, men, minorities, and LGBTQ, is that what it is, working in these positions, I bet you that there would have been some sort of checks and balances, and these fuckers would have not gotten away with it as much as they have and as extensively as they have. But because it was primarily older white males, they all looked out for each other. They all just wanted to protect their cushy, high-paying jobs, doing some bullshit work that doesn't require much education or much knowledge. But again, it's that, you know, that fraternity mind, you know. But I hope they learn from this and open up the studio power roles to real people and force some diversity in those areas, because if they don't, this is liable to happen again. We all will forget, you know, in some time, and you know that's going to happen again, because guys, men, we're puercos, and this will repeat if no one keeps a check on us. This time, Raza, the floodgates have opened, and it's just starting. And it's been kind of surprising that, you know, who's been getting caught, people you never thought. Some of these, like Charlie Rose, who my wife says looks like a pastor, she never would have thought. And now this morning guy, the Pelon dude on NBC, I mean, he just seemed like morning show guys just seem like they're nice and innocent, but he turned out to be a pig too, you know. And right now it's politics, movie stars, next to Silicon Valley, and then countrywide and hopefully worldwide, so you know women are not abused in this manner. You know, men cannot act like animals anymore. It can't be tolerated, and it's not a matter of these puercos not having been able to get women. It's about power, addiction, and mental illness, because they have the money, they have the power, they could have went and hired a woman if that's what they wanted. But they just wanted to feel that power and that fucking... Was it Judd Apatow, when they asked him why he hasn't gotten in trouble? He's like, well, maybe my testosterone's too low, or I just have a healthy respect of women. I thought that was a good way to put it. But other fuckers think that's just normal, and that's just the way business is done, and that's the way women are treated. I can't believe that that can exist in somebody's mind, but it does. It's clear that it does. The last... fucker you ever thought of it is doing crazy shit, and I mean crazy shit, like Louis C.K. That's just insane. It's disappointing, to be honest, because we're losing some talent, but you know what? That opens the door for people who have some talent and who have some respect for women. And it opens the door for women, because women in some of these places of power would have never done that. So yeah, let's see this through, and hopefully it leads to something better for everybody. Okay, Raza, let's get to some fun facts about Latinos and education. I actually have some good news I found on a Pew Research Center webpage. It's called 5 Facts About Latinos and Education. Now, here we go. Pongan atención, cabrones. So, fact number one. Over the past decade, the Hispanic high school dropout rate has dropped dramatically. The rate reached a new low in 2014, dropping from 32% in 2000 to 12% in 2014. Even so, the Hispanic dropout rate remains higher than that of Blacks, Whites, and Asians. It is good news, but it's still sad that we remain the worst at 12%. But hell yeah, we are on the right track, Raza, and I know it's hard sometimes. Our Chicano youth have to help out with money in the home or with taking care of our little brothers and sisters or even our abuelitos, but we, you know, we can't let that stop us from finishing school. Fun fact number two, Hispanics are making big inroads in college enrollment. In 2014, 35% of Hispanics were enrolled in a 2 or 4 year college, up from 22% in 1993. By comparison, college enrollment during this time among Blacks, 33% in 2014, and among Whites, 42% in 2014. Among Asians, 64% were enrolled in college in 2014. Got to give it up to our Chinito brothers and sisters. They come here and quickly understand how this country operates and how to become successful. But we can't ignore a 13% increase for our Chicanos. That's right, my pimping is paying off, Raza, so I'm gonna keep at you. Hate me all you want, but I'm gonna keep reminding you. Fun fact number three. Even though more Hispanics are getting a higher education than ever before, Hispanics still lag other groups in obtaining a four-year degree. As of 2014, just 15% of Hispanics have a bachelor's degree or higher. By comparison, about 41% of whites have a bachelor's degree or higher, as do 22% of blacks and 63% of Asians. That's right, Raza. A lot of ground to make up. We're still way behind. So don't hate me for keeping on pimping education. You see how important it is. Fun fact number four. Another reason why Hispanics lag in bachelor degrees is that nearly 50% who go to college attend a community college, the highest share of any race or ethnicity. By comparison, among college goers, 30% of whites, 32% of Asians, and 36% of blacks go to community college. I'm not a fan of community college, Raza. I know, they're cheap, but sometimes I feel like they're a fucking black hole. Students get stuck there and never make it out to the university. Some of them, the community colleges, will break up a class that would be one semester at a university and make it into two or three classes. Maybe it's a tranza to get more money, I don't know. But I do know it discourages students. So if you can go straight to a university, aunque sea la más madriada state school, no le hace, but go straight there, if possible. If you happen to be in or have to go to community college, keep your focus, Raza. Don't lose focus. And remember, your goal, Raza, is a bachelor's degree. Y eso es para empezar. Hell yeah, because who knows, master's, doctorate, it's all there for you. It's all there for the taking. And now with Trump, it's getting a little bit harder. I do know that, but fuck, we have to just keep fighting. And fun fact number five, Hispanics are significantly less likely than other groups to have student debt. This might be because we just don't go, we don't qualify for loans, or we are mostly in community college and it's a lot cheaper. I'm not sure if this is a good fact or a bad one, but it's nice not to have debt. So yeah, my young listeners, stay in school, get that fucking degree, and it's gonna pay off. If you could do the master's, if you could do the doctorate, even better, go for that. And some of you might say, yeah, well, Chinitos are smart. And you know what? I went to college with Chinitos. They're not smart. They're not smarter than us, at least. They're just as smart as us, and we're just as smart as them. The thing is that those fuckers have a commitment. They have a commitment that sometimes I see we don't have. Why? I don't have an answer for that. If I had an answer, I'd fucking probably make a lot of money or be a lot better at this fucking education pimping than I am. But they do have that drive. Some of them cheat. I've seen that. Some of they support each other. Maybe they're not as haters on each other as we are. But what I do know is that we gotta fucking stay in school. And we're not dumber, and we're probably not smarter than other races, but we're just as good, just as smart. We just gotta have a little bit more drive. And if there's any older listeners here that you have kids, push your kids. Push them hard. No fucking excuses. Your kid will probably not be the next fucking Jobs or Bill Gates when you see him sitting in front of the computer. The fucker's most likely just looking at fucking porn all night, telling you he's developing an app. My huevos, he's developing an app. Get that fucker in school. Tell him, finish your college, and then you can develop your app. Because if they've been developing an app for about 4 years in your basement, drinking beer, and sitting in front of the computer all day and all night, they're fucking looking at porn or playing stupid video games. Get on your kids. Don't let them get away with that bullshit. Okay, Raza, thanks for hanging in there. I'm out now. And be sure to email me at chicanocast@gmail.com if you want to communicate anything to me. One last thing. If you're a dad, push hard for your kids to go to college again. Support them. If you're a student, stay in school. If school isn't for you, then rethink things, because what it is for you, pendeja, it is for everyone who wants to have a better life. And in this country, everybody that gets educated usually will move up and have just a bit better life. I know for me, I went from fucking being on welfare to being maybe, I don't know, middle, lower middle class, but I did step up a little bit. So I got to say it paid off. I know it's harder now than ever, but you gotta go at it. You just have to do it. Raza, as a Chicanos, as a community, we have to give school more importance than we've had in the past. And it's not gonna be easy. Nothing is easy when you want something better. So échenle ganas, it's worth it, believe me. Okay, raza, if you can see me now, I'm dropping this fucking mic and I'm walking away. Órale.
How's it going, dude?
Hey, man, what's up?
Dude, I got low T. No way. I don't harass.
I didn't say sexual, fool. You just got accused of harassing Chicanos with your bullshit Chicano cast show.
Órale.
Baby, you're